This discussion is about asset turnover. Asset turnover is sometimes called sales turnover. The formula used to calculate asset turnover is sales for the reporting period over total average assets. And this indicator measures how efficient the assets are in generating sales. This KPI, asset turnover, is classified as an efficiency KPI, how efficient the assets are in generating sales. Let's assume, for example, that the sales for the period were $90,000 and total average assets for the period were, say, $300,000, $90,000 over $300,000. This would give you a figure of 0.3 times, that is, the assets have turned into sales 0.3 times, or you could express it as a percentage, 30%. And that would mean for every dollar of assets, the business generates 30 cents in sales. Once again, this indicator is measuring how efficient the assets are in generating sales for the business. And clearly, management would aim for an increasing asset turnover over time. For example, 0.3, 0.35, 0.4, 0.45, etc. That would be a favorable trend, a greater efficiency of the assets to generate sales. Or if expressed as a percentage, 30, 35, 40%, that would be a favorable trend. More sales per dollar of assets being generated. Like any KPI, the asset turnover would have to be compared to relevant benchmarks in order to evaluate it. The most common benchmark would be past performance, that is, compare the current KPI to previous periods and work out a trend. But of course, it could also be compared against budgeted performance or goal performance, and if available, the industry average. Even though the asset turnover is classified as an efficiency indicator, that is, an indicator of how efficiently management controls its assets, it could easily be classified as a profitability indicator. Since sales is in the formula, sales over total average assets, and as we know, sales is a major driver of profit. Sales less expenses equals profit. So whilst classified as an efficiency indicator, this could easily be classified as a profitability indicator because within the formula is sales, and sales, as we know, is a major driver of profit. The asset turnover will move in a favorable direction if there's an increase in sales, that's the numerator, relative to total average assets, that's the denominator. Or if sales increases at a faster rate than the increase in total average assets. So sales growing relative to total average assets. If this happens, there'll be a favorable trend in the ATO over time. The asset turnover will move in an unfavorable direction, an unfavorable trend, if the sales are decreasing relative to total average assets, or put another way, if total average assets are increasing at a faster rate than the growth in sales. Let's assume that the management wants to improve the asset turnover or sales turnover. What strategies could management use to try and bring about an improvement in this key performance indicator, the asset turnover, sales over total average assets? Firstly, we want to try and stimulate sales, increase the numerator, sales, relative to the denominator, total average assets, so increasing sales. To increase sales, we of course want to improve our marketing. And marketing would include, for example, changing the selling price, that is, changing the markup, in such a way as it encourages an increase in sales values. This may be either an increase and or a decrease in sales, depending on the particular market dynamics. But management should manipulate the selling price of the products in such a way as it works to increase sales. Also, of course, the management should be constantly trying to improve the stock mix, try and improve the range or diversity of stock so that it better matches its particular consumer profile. Also, improving the merchandising should work to enhance sales. Merchandising, the way in which the stock is positioned for the customers. This a good positioning, a good location, a good condition tends to lead to an increase in sales. So an improvement in merchandising also works to improve sales, as does more effective advertising. And lastly, we could talk about productive non-current assets. The business should have productive non-current assets. It should maintain those productive non-current assets. And of course, the staff should be appropriately trained so that they make full use of those non-current assets to help the business generate revenue. Remember, of course, that assets are there to assist in the generation of revenue. So the business wants to have the best non-current assets, the most productive non-current assets, and it wants to maintain them in the best way possible and to ensure that the highest level of productivity is gained from the assets. The staff should be appropriately trained. The second major strategy to try and promote an increase or an improvement in the asset turnover refers to or relates to the control and the growth of assets, so that assets grow at a rate that's slower than the growth in sales. So controlling asset growth so that it grows at a rate that is slower than sales. And to do this, we could refer to stock management, to improve our stock management. Stock in a trading business usually constitutes a significant portion of assets. Stock is a major asset. So if we improve stock management, usually measured by the stock turnover, this should work to improve the asset turnover. Further, the business should aim to improve debtor management. Most trading businesses have significant values of debtors as a portion of their total assets. So by improving debtor management, measured by the debtors' turnover, this will tend to lead to a more efficient use of their total average assets, and hence there'll be an increase in the asset turnover. And finally, when replacing non-current assets, the business should be buying the most productive non-current assets possible. Assets, non-current assets, which generate the most sales. Ideally, we want more sales from the same value of non-current assets, or is it possible to have less non-current assets that generate the same level of sales? Either strategy will work to improve the asset turnover, that is, the assets being more efficient in generating sales.